This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Dean Beck and Andrew the Apprentice are with you.
You can get in touch with us anytime, 0427 Joy 949 or email onair at joy.org.au. Living Positive Victoria has commenced a new project called Senior Voices. It is funded by the federal government, Dean, which is pretty good.
Because they're all getting on a bit.
They are. And it's scheduled to go through for a couple of years. And it's really designed to better address the needs of people living with HIV who are aged 50 years and over.
I don't think our guests qualify.
No.
But that doesn't mean they're not senior voices, of course.
The project officer of Senior Voices from Living Positive Victoria is Don Harris. Good evening, Don.
Good evening.
Welcome to Hide and Seek.
Thank you for having me.
And so, joining us as well. Sebastian, who is
one of the senior voices.
The senior voices. That's it. Now,
Don. So you've taken over as you started as project officer for Senior Voices.
Yes, I have.
So tell us a little bit about what the project's really about.
Okay, basically, what the project is really about is just going into aged care facilities and just educating them on the needs and the wants of senior people living with HIV who may access their services. So, yeah, we're building a whole project around that, education, et cetera.
So really educating in the service sector.
In the aged care sector, yeah, yes. Care sector, so yeah. We'll be educating the managers, and mainly targeting the healthcare workers because they will be taking care of the people with HIV.
Now, this came out of funding through Mark Butler's mental health stream and that research that was done when the previous Labor government was in. It's great to see it being carried through. Tell us what sort of objections you come up against, because some of these facilities are owned by religious institutions, but they've been made to undergo some of this training, have they not?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, to be honest, Dean, I just started, but I haven't really came up with up against any walls as of yet. I know they are to come,
right?
But so far, the people I have been speaking with are very, very receptive. They want this training, and they want to, you know, they want to improve their facilities and to welcome everybody. So far, that is what I'm experiencing. So,
and one of the things we heard during AIDS 2014, and we hear in various areas around health generally, is that a lot of the workers in the aged care sector are not necessarily from Australia originally, and therefore they have a different experience of HIV compared to Australian communities.
That is correct. That is correct. But one of the things we're asking those people is to leave their beliefs at the door, because their job is to take care of people within their aged care services. So we all come with different beliefs and backgrounds, but when we have to take care of someone, we need to leave those beliefs and backgrounds at the door and give that person the best care we possibly can give them.
I could imagine that for some that's a challenge, but you know, do you want a job? Piss off, if not. Sebastian, you're one of the voices in this space. What have you been undergoing to set the foundation to get these wheels in motion yourself?
Well, I guess I started working as a volunteer with the Positive Speakers Bureau.
Yep.
And it's only quite recently that Living Positive Victoria has started with the Senior Voices Project, and they were looking for people over 50 to participate in that, and I recently qualified as just a couple of weeks ago.
Congratulations, I think.
So I'm hoping that 50 is the new 40. So, yeah, it's good to see that the project...
So the Speakers Bureau, has that been the main foundation for all of those that are going out to do these talks?
Yeah, my understanding is that most of the people that are volunteering for the Senior Voices Project have some experience as part of the Positive Speakers Bureau, although Don tells me there are a couple of people that are getting involved that are new to the project.
And I imagine that would form a really good foundation about, one, talking about your personal situation in front of other people, but two, being able to connect to them with your story and make sure that your personal narrative is something worth listening to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And coming into this project, one thing that really hit home to me is the personal narrative and how well it educates through that. I mean, and I've just seen it through LGBTI had a conference here recently in Melbourne, and there was a lot of personal narratives within that conference, which was amazing and really educational.
There's been a lot of work go into this to get it to this point. I mean, it's been a number of years that I know in reporting on this station, I've been following it sort of along the way. This crap takes time. I mean, it would be 3 or 4 years since I first interviewed Mark Butler about this exact subject, and the actual groundwork has been done, but the legwork hasn't, and you're only starting it now. It's a little frustrating, isn't it?
It can be, but when you believe in something, sometimes you would want it to progress a lot faster than it is progressing, but unfortunately, there's a lot of steps and hurdles you got to go through in order to make it a worthwhile program. So, in saying that, there's just procedures you have to go through, and sometimes it takes a little while. Yeah.
Is it just the speakers themselves talking to the nurses and the others, or is it? Are there other components to training as well?
Oh, there's a lot of different components. Not just the training. I mean, within the Senior Voices, there's also social groups we want to set up, workshops. We want to try to combat isolation. So there's a lot of different components within the Senior Voices. The biggest component is the Senior Voice, the speakers going out and speak. But having said that, we have to go out to the aged care facilities to sell the program for them to have them for us to come and to talk to their staff. So there's a couple steps you have to go through in order to get out there.
Is this backed up with a reinforcement of hygiene protocols and those sort of basic stuff, which should be implemented right through anyway, but particularly if dealing with HIV positive aged people?
Right.
These carers sometimes with English as a second language,
right,
might not. That those protocols might not be at their forefront when dealing with individuals who might be HIV positive.
Right. A little bit of. Well, we will. We will talk a little bit about that, but basically the institution who's hiring them should make sure that's covered. That's within their job.
Oh, indeed, should, yeah.
Yeah, universal precautions or patient-centered care, something of that nature. I'm at a loss for the word. But, as long as that, we will educate them and tell them that, as long as you're using universal precautions, you should be okay.
Yeah, sure.
But there's a lot of other things out there that they should be more careful of getting than, because as we all know, there's certain ways you catch HIV, and, not handling someone, you don't catch HIV through that.
For sure.
So,
Sebastian, as a speaker from Living Positive Victoria, do you think you may encounter in the future perceptions that at the extreme end, that everyone who contracted AIDS in the 80s died? And that therefore that the institutions may not actually consider that they're going to get an older person living with HIV?
Yeah, look, that's a really good question, I guess, because up until now, working for the Positive Speakers Bureau, I've mostly been doing my speaking engagements at the Victorian AIDS Council, so it's mostly speaking to gay men, although other people working for the Positive Speakers Bureau go out to schools. So I imagine it could potentially be quite a different audience, going into aged care facilities, and they may have some different beliefs. So I guess it could potentially be an opportunity to raise consciousness and let people know.
So if you don't mind asking, how long have you been living with HIV?
Probably about 15 years now, I think, or possibly a little bit more.
And so I'm sure you've seen lots of changes in regards to stigma, obviously, being a significant factor, but also, obviously, treatments and things like that.
That's right. So I was very lucky in terms of when I received my diagnosis, HIV was already considered just a chronic illness, no longer a death sentence. So that was a huge relief.
But only just. at 15 years ago.
Well, that's right, yes.
You were at the forefront of the latest developments, I can tell you that much. That is a fortunate scenario, but we know that those living with HIV over a long period of time that were diagnosed early on have multiple health issues to contend with, not the least of which is to maintain their medication and adherence, but also things like cardiovascular issues. Are these things that are communicated as part of the Senior Voices Project to these aged care facilities?
Yeah, I think you're talking about, Dan, if I'm not mistaken, comorbidities. But, yeah, they will be a part of the talk as well. And I think there's still a lot of research out there trying to see, you know, how the research is out there. If you're living with HIV for a long time, is it an early onset of these diseases. So, yeah, there's still research out there and they're still looking into that. But yes, that is a part of when our speakers go out there to educate the staff and the managers, we will be talking about comorbidities.
And I
as well.
Guess those in residence will have to access medical professionals more regularly, perhaps, than others might have to that are on a, you know, general aged maintenance program and living their latter years. Yeah. Those with HIV must continue to get their regular checks and those things, those comorbidities, hopefully will be spotted throughout.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess there's a lot to consider. It's not just the patient care, it's their total care.
That's true.
Yeah,
that is true.
Hide and seek.
We are with the two gentlemen from Senior Voices Project at Living Positive Victoria. We're with Don and Sebastian.
That's right. Don is the project officer for Senior Voices Victoria, and Sebastian is one of the Senior Voices of Victoria. Sebastian, coming back to you, as a positive speaker, as we mentioned, you've spoken to schools and gay men, and so what do you think are going to be the key points of your story that are going to go to helping educate aged care workers?
Well, I guess that's one of the areas that we're going to be doing a little more training in, specifically in dealing with the Senior Voices Project. That training hasn't actually started as yet, but yeah, I imagine it won't be so much around safe sex, but more around how HIV is transmitted. And yeah, I guess just sharing my own experience, perhaps to put a human face onto the virus, I guess, for people in the industry.
And as you said, you've just become eligible for the Senior Voices Project, which is eligible for those 50 years and over. Have you over the last years lived with any concern, I guess, around what aged care might be like in the very future? I mean, you've still got another 30, 40 years before you have to worry about it.
God, I hope so.
Touch wood.
Yeah.
I guess I've done a little bit of some volunteer work recently in aged care. So I guess just particularly because of that, I've started thinking about that industry, and I guess my, you know, going to visit my grandmother occasionally, you know, I see what it's like for people in aged care, so...
And is it have you ever experienced also, the other thing I thought of is like the financial situation as you get older. We hear some people living with HIV are not able to work a full-time job that they were able to prior, and therefore retirement is an issue for them, being able to be financially sustainable.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's an issue for a lot of people, I guess, not just people, you know, who have HIV. So, yeah, I guess, but obviously that can affect people with HIV who may have some problems because of the illness, I guess.
Yeah. And Don, are those also issues that you're looking at and helping the aged care sector to understand? In regards to, for example, whether people you're dealing with, Living Positive Victoria, have been dealing with in the community, okay, and about whether they're concerned around how aged care services will be supporting them into the future.
Yes, that's something we'll be addressing as well. But when we talk about aged care services, a couple of factors, there could be an aged care facility or someone coming into your own home mm-hmm. to take care of you. So, I think there's funding. Because I went up to Craig here and I talked to one of the managers out at an aged care facility just to get the layout of how it works and operate. And there is funding and there's a lot of different avenues someone can take to get help within the aged care services. So, you know, there is funding available through the government mm-hmm. and different placements. And yeah, through that, hopefully people who are living with HIV who don't have that much money to access it, maybe they get some kind of assistance. So
there seems to be a real shift away from that institutionalized care and to keep people in their homes yeah. as long as possible, yeah. Even if that does mean someone calls in on them, you know, once a day or whatever.
Right.
And there are plenty of benefits for that, not the least of which is that they remain in their own community and in an environment that they're comfortable with. Don, you were appointed in August of last year, and we've had the AIDS 2014 conference. What did you, as the project officer, get from the conference that will help shape the work that you do?
Yeah, okay. So the conference was amazing. It was an eye-opener to me. I met a lot of people around the world. And I my stream was specifically aged care, so I got to talk to a lot of people within the setting up programs like my programs overseas, which is very helpful. And I'm still in contact with these people too. So they helped me when building a program and being new to a sector. You know, I seek help from everybody and the mm-hmm. community. So everybody's pitching in and helping out a lot to build this program. But one of the main things I took away from the conference was isolation, how people. As we get older, we tend to isolate ourselves, not just living with HIV, but isolation in general. And I would somehow like to address that issue within the program as well, as best I can.
Is that about community, or is it about the individual taking the step forward? Probably, or the community coming in?
Yeah, probably both. Right. Probably a little bit of both. Yeah, probably a little bit of both. But in saying that, that's another avenue and I got to get out there. And I will ask the community, what can we do to address this, you know?
I recently was interviewing the CEO of VAC, and during that chat got a question that came in from a listener who I think confused whom I was talking to. The question was posed, what is being done for those who have been living with HIV for a long time insofar as the provision of services and assistance? And I thought it was an interesting question because there's so much around and it's been around for so long. It concerns me that either this person has fallen off the radar or for some reason doesn't feel that they're being serviced well enough by what is currently out there. How do you deal with questions like that from those who are the ones, you know, that have been living with HIV for such a long time?
I guess the only way, one of the things that come to mind, the way I would address that is just, you know, providing relevant information for them. Like, for instance, one of the things that's coming out of the Senior Voices program is a Senior Voices manual. And within the manual, we have a lot of different resources, where to go, who to talk to, et cetera, et cetera. So hopefully, and it'll be available on the web, so hopefully they'll be able to access it that way. Other than that, I wouldn't really, because like you said, there's a lot of stuff out there. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how people are not accessing this when it is available.
Now, I've also heard on the grapevine, and Dean, you might know a bit more about this, but
I'll make it up if I don't.
Okay. that there's going to be, again, lesbian-specific visitor system. So whereby older gay and lesbian people can engage.
Yes, I believe that our gay and lesbian switchboard is working on a project where they do house calls just to check in and have a cup of coffee with those that are getting older in the community, and just to check on them, see that, you know, all's well, and maybe just take them out to a movie or grocery shopping or have a chat. Yeah, and which I think is a great service.
Yeah,
wonderful. I presume, Don, you'll be linking up with that sort of project as well.
Definitely, yeah. That's exactly things like that. Yeah, that's exactly what I would. I would definitely be linking up with something like that, because that's exactly what I would want to happen with in the project. You know, just to just take them out for a cup of coffee. Let's go grocery shopping. Let's do this. Just to get them out and about. So yeah, that's something I'd be very, very interested in.
And Sebastian, part of the project, as Don was saying, was also connecting you guys, the speakers themselves, to each other. Mm-hmm. Do you know many other guys in their 70s, 80s, 50s, 60s who are living with HIV?
Yeah, look, I go along to the Living Positive Victoria and also to the Positive Living Centre.
Yep.
So particularly through the Positive Living Centre, I mean, it's a space where there's a lot of social support and there are dinners and things like that. So in that sense, we're able to connect socially.
So when you guys are catching up... you know, obviously you might be catching up to talk about the footy or whatever it is, but what are the
swap knitting patterns?
Swap knitting patterns, swap muffin recipes, whatever it is. But I'm guessing you also come back to discussing your health and broader things.
Yeah, broader things. I mean, I guess for me, fortunately, my health is not really very much of an issue. Yep. I don't really talk about my health very much at all. So.
Joy 94.9. You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. This is your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Andy the Apprentice and Dean Becker with you.
We explore a little madness too occasionally.
We do. We are joined by Don and Sebastian from the Living Positive Victoria Senior Voices Project.
We've had a message come through on 0427 Joy 949 saying, I can relate to the question that was raised about services being provided to HIV positive people. I'll take that as a comment. Because it was a comment.
It is a comment.
Thank you very much.
Comment.
Yes. Right.
Because, as we were saying before, that services for HIV positive people who are aging may not be fully informed about the various impacts that the
listener might be referring to my question about servicing positive people.
Yes,
not being serviced enough.
Yes.
So thank you, listener, for reinforcing what was clearly a very good question that didn't go anywhere. Now, Senior Voices, Don, your team, how many are on board and what's the timeline on this to get everyone up to scratch?
Team as in speakers? Okay, so far, I was sitting there making the big database. There's 17 people on board right now.
Okay.
Yep. A lot of them are from the Positive Speakers Bureau. There are a couple new ones, so we have to get them trained up. To answer your question, how soon we'll be rolling out, we're starting slowly now, and hopefully in the new year we can pick up momentum. But, yeah.
This is compulsory training for all in the sector. You're either going to have your tits run off or you're going to run out of time because the funding will run out. So what's going on?
I think the former than the latter. The funding, it is a possibility that it will run out. But
You fund it through to 2016,
yep.
And there's a lot of aged care workers and facilities to be done in this short window of time, to 24 months.
That's true. So basically, the best way I can answer that question is we'll get out there and do the best we can because it's a project that I really believe in. So, yeah, we'll just get out there and run with it and talk to as many people as we possibly can talk to.
Is it a matter of, like, we know that extremely high proportion of the gay population lives in the inner urban areas.
Right.
Is it a case that that's where you target first? You get to the aged care services within the 10K radius?
Yeah, we've been talking to some pretty big ones out there so far. So we have connected with people like Care Connect, Blue Cross, Craig Care. So we have connected with a lot of aged care services. And there's more to connect with, but we just got to get our speakers trained up. Once they're trained up and ready to go, then we'll be out there, especially in the new year, we'll be out there in full force. So.
And so when they're visiting a service, is it a once-off or is it they're going to be going there on a regular basis?
That's a good question. I don't foresee it being a one-off, because, you know, there's always all kind of training. Sometimes within aged care facilities, your certain workers could just have a meeting at a certain time and then others at another time. So we'll probably have to go back and forth to these to talk to everybody.
And at some levels, like at the lower levels of an aged care service, like the personal assistants, that they often have a high turnover compared to the nursing staff, for example. So you're going to have to re-engage them on a fairly regular basis.
That is correct.
Yeah.
How much of this is about training and how much of this is about cultural change within an organisation, a facility, perhaps the business that owns the facility?
Yeah. I think to answer your question, from my point of view, it's about a cultural change, I think. That's what I really think it to be more of. Yeah, so...
And that can't be done in 24 months, really.
No, but then we have to start somewhere.
Don't get me wrong. I'm all for it. But I'm just saying, what we're talking about is something that is going to take a generation to be not just integrated, but just be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah, because I hate for, you know, we fight and try to, you know, get accepted. And then we're older, we're going to aged care facilities. And I think we should just be able to relax. It should be just no more fighting, no more asking to accept us.
Roses yeah, roses and knitting hats.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Further to the comment before from our listener, who is having trouble with his phone, apparently. As an HIV-positive person, it's true that we're living longer and healthier lives. Yeah. However, I find that many of the service providers do not cater for that fact. Many services are only available in standard business hours. Some, in fact, have been cut back from providing services on weekends, which was the case that he experienced when diagnosed over 10 years ago. We're encouraged to live normal lives, get involved in work, etc., but the fact is simple that services like accessing meds is only, and then we go to
but
blank.
But meds we know. Meds we know there are only... How many dispensing centres in Melbourne? Three?
Four. And only one freebie.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you know, if you're an older person with increasing limited transport options, living...
Not everyone has an electric scooter, Andrew.
Exactly.
I'm telling you now.
And
they'd all like one.
And you're living...
But they don't all have one.
You're living way out of town. It's going to be extremely difficult for you to get your meds.
Sebastian's put his hand up for one already.
I'm saving my money as we speak.
Look, we can learn a lot from our senior voices, and they have a lot to offer our community, not just in educating the aged care facilities. Mm-hmm. We would encourage your speakers to join us on air and share their stories, because we learn from those too.
Thank you very much. I would love that.
Yeah. Excellent. You have an open invitation for all of them whenever they like.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
Done deal.
Big thank you to Sebastian, who's part of the Senior Voices team.
Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you. Good luck when you're doing your rounds.
Thanks.
Don't put up with any of their crap.
Exactly. And big thank you to Don Harris, who is the project officer for Senior Voices at the Living Positive Victoria.
You've got a big job ahead of you, sir, but all the very best of luck.
Thank you very much for that.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.